Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Yoshi Cast. I am Yoshi. I am joined via the tubes by my good friend, Bo.
The internets are crazy, brah. Yeah. You left it's town, nice. Bro.
I know, I left. I missed your face, though.
Love you.
I know.
Hi, Yoshi, I love him.
My wife loves you.
I know. Trust me, I know. It took me a week to scrub that off.
Good. At least you got rid of it.
So I wanted to brag a little bit and talk about Emerald City Comic Con last month. I tried to convince you to come to these conventions. I think one day I'll be successful.
Whenever tired, sure.
But this is a generic convention, like San Diego Comic Con is, just a little smaller. but you see a lot of the same big hitters there.
Mm-hmm. They had a really sweet logo.
Yeah, they did.
The t-shirt.
Oh, the Transformers t-shirt?
Yeah, that was badass.
Yeah, you know, they've got like 20 shirts. So if Transformers isn't your thing, you can find your thing associated with the Space Needle. Ah.
So you get there on day one. What did you do?
I get there on day one with Scott. And day one is a Thursday. It's a half day. And I'm just playing recon for transmissions. What am I going to record? What am I going to interview? Who am I going to talk to? And then just getting overwhelmed by all of the merchandise booths and all of the artist booths that are on the main floor. But I'll point people on the show notes to go over to the transmissions post and listen to that, because it's a little more Transformer centric. It's recording from the show floor. You can hear all the background noise. You can hear the different crap we did. It's kind of cool. Outside of Transformers, outside of that first day, I was asking every comic book vendor there, do you have any Transformers books? And you have a copy of Fantastic Four number 20.
Why Fantastic Four number 20?
I'm glad you asked. I am not a Fantastic Four fan. Issue 20.
I heard the new movie was so good.
Did you?
Though.
I believe so your sources are ill advising you, sir. issue 20 is the first appearance of Molecule Man, but again, I don't give a fuck about that. What I give a fuck about is at the back of that issue in the letters section. There's a fan letter written by George R.R. Martin. as I understand it, as my research has done, this book is the first of three fan letters he's written that got posted. And I wanted this book in case I ever see him, I can be like, hey. It was shocking because all of the vendors I spoke to either A, didn't have the book, or B, didn't know that he wrote in it. And they all acted like, all right, now we got to find this book and we got to advertise it as this. So I may have just screwed over a whole city.
Marketing on that.
Marketing on that book. The first place that had a copy for $75, it looked like shit. And he opened it up and I asked him to open it up because I didn't want to touch a comic that old. I asked him to open it up and flip through it. And as he was flipping through it, there one page had a giant ad cut out of it. And I looked at him and I'm like, $75? He's like, you're right, $20 and it's yours.
I did get it.
But then the next day I went to another booth and I said, same thing. You know, do you have any Transformers books and do you have any, you have the Fantastic Four, and they had the Fantastic Four for $375, much better condition. And this was published in, I can't remember if it was 52 or 62.
Probably 62.
Okay, let's go with 62.
That's Marvel.
And again, asked him to flip through the book. I pointed out the ad, and I sat there with Scott, and I hummed and hawed over the price, and they're like, you know what, we'll give you all of these Transformers books. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't offset the price at all. The Transformers books are worthless. I just like Transformers. So they just kept dinging the price down to like $275. And so I got $100 off of it, and I bought.
And you're goddamn rich, bro.
And then I took it to a couple of other vendors, and I said, did I overpay? And they're like, no, you did really good, which was nice. It's nice to have that reassurance. So right. I have a copy of Fantastic 420 for George R.R. Martin to sign, should I ever get lucky.
420, bro.
420.
Fantastic.
Ooh,
420.
Didn't even think of that. That's awesome.
That's why I'm here.
You sexy man. Did you see the picture I took with the He-Man guys?
Yeah, the cosplayers.
I bring that up, listening audience, because Bo is wearing a Masters of the Universe hat. Pretty wicked.
Yeah, I got powerful friends.
So that was like a huge subconscious goal that I didn't think I would achieve while I was there. So after I achieved that, it was like relaxation time because I just finished doing all my transmissions interviews and Scott and I were just fucking around looking for Rick and Morty shit. There was a ton of Adventure Time stuff.
Nice.
The cosplay was best I've ever seen. I'm sure San Diego's still better, but it's the best I've ever seen. Big role-playing D&D presence was there. Jim Lee, who you know, who's the Batman artist, he was there for one day, came in only to do signatures for like 5 hours and left. Nathan Fillion was there for the whole time.
Nice.
Several of the iZombie actors were there. A Walking Dead actor or two was there. Hanna had me go get the iZombie signatures for her omnibus. Patrick Rothfuss was there just sitting at a table saying hi to people. He was very approachable.
Cool. And the Alaska Robotics crew?
They have a pretty big booth, but they share it with four people. So it's Alaska Robotics, Marion McCall, Molly Lewis, and you know, I'm a dick. I don't remember the fourth person. But yeah, it was a big booth. I did say hi to them. They were like stoked to see me. Like, hey, we know somebody here. And all 4 days I just swung by and just shot the shit with them for about 10 or 15 minutes and they seem to be doing good. Nice. End of 4 days, man, you are just so sick of con food and people. It's just...
What's con food? Is it just the restaurants nearby or do they have little food stations?
Yeah, that's what
stations?
I call it. They do have food stations, but it's like eating hospital food. It's not, it's not good. And then the food stations are... It's not that they're bad, but the human body isn't designed to eat out that many days in a row. So it's just, it took its toll. Somehow didn't get sick.
Nice.
That was good. Scott taught me, you know, you experience the con with your right hand and you experience yourself with your left hand. So that helped. That helped. Which I'm right-handed, so that bothered me a little. But
the stranger.
The stranger. Everybody was super friendly. Only ran into one real big dick who was just pushing his way through people for whatever reason. But everybody was super... And if they bumped into you or you bumped into them, it was like a race to who could say sorry first and then just keep moving on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Practically Canada.
Practically Canada. Well, we're close enough to the border. One thing I want to talk about. I was interviewing... Corin Howell, who's a Transformers artist, and while I was interviewing her, this girl came up to ask for her to draw a sketch cover commission, and I recognized her. And this girl kind of blew up Reddit and Tumblr because she created a Megatron arm cannon to put on her arm that she was carrying around for places. She did this like 2 or 3 years ago, and I recognized her, and... We shared it back and forth. I'm going to edit that into the podcast here so everybody can hear it.
I just want to say, nice hat.
Time for a fight.
Corn?
Yes. I am, but I'm in the middle of an interview right now.
No. This comes first.
Oh, this comes first? Okay, this comes first.
Please.
Okay. No, it's fine. What would you... What was it?
I have a sketch cover.
I'm getting so many of those right now.
They're awesome.
I know.
Did you by chance make the Megatron cannon arm?
I did, yeah.
That's you?
That was you?
You owned Reddit for like a week.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes.
You destroyed the internet for a while.
When did this happen?
When you posted it. The whole Transformers thread just went nuts.
Tumblr went down for a while. I seriously saw everybody flip their shit. Yes. Really? Yeah.
You're a celebrity.
Oh god, I had no idea.
Cosplayers are looking up to you right now.
Oh, I was gonna try to get the human Megatron together.
That would be so awesome.
Are you from Seattle?
No, I'm from Seattle.
Oh.
I'm from Seattle.
Right.
I lived with him.
Gotcha.
Okay. It'd be a trek.
So are you still working at the comic book store?
I didn't know I worked there.
Oh. Gotcha. That's got to be weird. We know more about her.
We know things.
I'm actually shocked that anybody actually was like, oh, I have some flip-flops.
Sure. Business. No, you don't understand. It crashed everything.
That's amazing. Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm like making sure it like doesn't smudge or anything.
I'm sure you could just post on Reddit, "Do you remember me?" And everyone would be like, "Yes."
I posted on there a few times. I was just thinking it was like, well, that one thing, I guess.
It's like for me, it's like whoever like post something like so like full anxiety of like did anybody respond? Does anybody like me? Like, I love doing that issue so much.
This was like one of my favorite issues. Like,
just the whole point of like I got to draw Starscream like the Grinch, and it was fantastic. Like that dick he is. God, it made my night. I'm seriously the only one here. That makes me really sad.
That's not true. That's not true. So there's a gentleman by the name of Kevin Tucker. He's on the quasi in the corner over there. He did the storyboards on the original cartoons. Yeah. But he's got Animaniacs all up and down his booth.
Animaniacs is going to be on Netflix now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. That one. He's already doing a red cover. Anything specific? Oh my god. All I can take her.
Just do an arm cannon so she finishes the damn costume.
I just keep thinking of Punk Megatron right now because of your hat. I've done that. I've done like, I think I did Rung. It was going like this. It's like yo yo yo, like all throughout. Like, god, TFCon was fantastic. He's a great design too. I'll have to come up with something. Are you gonna be here all? Okay, good. I was like, you only have a Friday pass. That scared me. So sketch covers are 20. That's okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. No problem.
I've seen Olivia here a couple times.
That asshole is in Dubai right now. I'm so angry.
I was like, my first time, I almost like, was like,
scream internally.
Yeah, I was. Awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know.
Have at it. Awesome. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I think I might be gone tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Kevin Tucker. Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yep. We met somebody famous today.
Holy crap.
Let's see. Okay, so you got a Windows phone.
But it was like, she was blown away that somebody recognized her after so long. And the Corin and I just gave her shit. She needs to finish her Megatron costume. But it's super wicked. I'll put pictures and links in the show notes for everybody.
Is she cute?
She's cute, man. She's
cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I need to get you to come down to one of these things.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever.
As I was telling your lovely, lovely wife, I'm just as guilty because right now Juno is experiencing the lowest airfares in a lifetime, and I'm just as guilty for not flying back up there to hang out. But
yeah,
we need to make these.
Kathleen's in tech, so you wouldn't be seeing much of us right now.
Yeah,
and it's been rainy as shit. Did you miss
the
rain?
Has it really? No. Oh man, we've been pushing 89 degrees here.
We had a really, really warm March, and now it's just rain.
No.
And then the cruise ships are here.
Yeah,
do you miss the cruise ships?
I kind of do. I kind of do. I miss mingling with people of the world downtown.
Not hitting them with your car.
Well, you're always so helpful to them. Hey, where do I find, you know, Governor Palin? Well, you don't, but this is where she used to live.
Talk to more about Comic-Con. What was your best memory?
Worst memory?
Sure, start there.
It's a stretch. So you get these plastic badges you have to wear around your neck.
Yeah.
I'm not one to conform, so I always tuck it away and hide it. But you can't enter any room without somebody accosting you for your damn badge. So I'm always pulling it out. Like, I hate that. Like, that's my worst memory, and that's a stupid thing. Like, if I just put the lanyard, and I even bought like a Transformers lanyard so I'd be happy and proud to wear it, but I still kept tucking it away. It was like, I paid $400 more or less for our tickets and airfare and all that shit. Like, just let me walk, you know?
Is it something you could just have like around your belt and just show them, or does it have to be around
your
neck?
Yeah, but then everybody, they're all looking at your chest for them because everybody has lanyards that you still would be pointing them to your belt.
Right. You know, which is your favorite thing.
Hey, yo.
Was there any movie stuff, like special trailers released there or anything? Or did they not do that so much?
In that sense, that's why it's not like San Diego.
Right.
There's, you know, this year from 2 years ago, IDW Comics was there. They weren't there before. Dark Horse Comics was there. Image was there.
Nice. Nice.
There wasn't a mega big Marvel or DC booth, but you can see that's coming. That's, I mean, right now is a good time to get tickets to San Diego because it's not shoulder to shoulder people and masses and waves like a giant sweaty mosh pit. You could still walk around with a decent amount of freedom. And I've heard that's the big shitstorm of San Diego is just you just shoulder to shoulder with everybody.
But some of them are naked cosplayers, eh?
It's possible. It's possible. It's not worth it to me. That's a big gamble to take. It's a big gamble to take. I don't know if you have seen Rick and Morty.
I've seen like the first three episodes, and I enjoyed it very much.
So that was Scott's big thing. Like, he was looking for Rick and Morty merch, and by association, so was I. There wasn't much, but they did have a con exclusive, which was a blank sketch cover comic for Rick and Morty. But the sketch cover comic basically looks like a wrinkled piece of paper with coffee stains on it. So even if you get it sketched on, it still looks kind of shitty, kind of like the animation.
Right.
But, you know, I bought a few of those, so I have those to fucking do something with. I don't know. I looked for a lot of Transformers sketch covers, but not very many people had them, and they didn't have the ones I wanted. It's getting harder and harder to find those.
Damn the man.
What would you want to do at something like that?
I have no idea. I've never been to one, so I have no real experience. All I see is like cosplayers pictures and then the bootleg trailers from like SanCon.
Gotcha. Well, they had several booths that sold dedicated Game of Thrones merchandise. There was one booth that just sold notebooks, and they had each house had its own notebook, and they had a generic. Yeah, they had generic. I mean, there's stuff there for. They had like leather underwear.
Hey,
you know, one in particular was very Star Warsy themed. It's a massive spend your money place, and you just have to think really hard. Like, is this? Do I want this or do I need this? And not get sucked up into the whole take my money.
And is it $20 cheaper on Amazon than there?
You know, I think the comics might be. You know, especially the old ones. I did see a first edition Batman.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just think it would be fun, if anything, hanging out with you and joking around. I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty good at fucking around.
You are pretty good at fucking around. I just think it'd be good. It'd be fun. We walked around. We did the Pike's Place thing. We weren't in the con constantly. We walked down to Pike's Place. There's a big-ass comic book store in there we checked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
We need to get, like, GTA crew t-shirts and go to a con.
Yeah, you know, I was looking because I think Color is going to be at Rose City Con, and that's, I believe, the weekend before Bumbershoot. And
is that Portland or where? Okay.
And I mean, that's something we could make happen, but we'd have to be planning that sooner rather than later if it's going to work out. And there's always next year. And there's always Transformers conventions. You could drag your ass to one of those.
Yeah. It's all about work. Fucking buy a house, man. It's eat your life. But you know what? Chicks dig houses.
Chicks do dig houses. But bros dig time together. I think you can find a way to make it work. You will. It's going to get to you. I'm going to keep pestering you.
Good. All
right.
there's always me just going via this to a con, carrying a laptop around.
It'd be like Edward Snowden in one of those walking iPads. Well,
what were the bathrooms like? Did you have to pee next to people?
You did, and they were very pro transgender.
Yeah. And
Scott said that a few people were a little too friendly in the bathrooms to him.
Nice. Well, he is a pretty boy.
He is a pretty boy.
Did they have?
I got a little. I actually, by day three, I got a little dehydrated because I just forgot to keep drinking water. I was serious headache, serious. I just started pounding fluids after that and was okay, but that might be what my frequency to the bathroom wasn't as high as his because for some reason I forgot to drink.
I'll kill you, bro.
I know.
Dehydration is serious.
Serious. As we were driving home, the Tacoma Dome was advertising Iron Maiden. And Scott's like, how are these bunch of washed-ups playing still? I said, I don't know, Scott. They apparently have sold out the Tacoma Dome. I don't think they're that washed up. The next day, I get a picture. I find a picture online at Seattle somebody took. And apparently Iron Maiden has their own jumbo jet. They flew into Seattle.
You got to keep making the money playing the same old songs. Yeah, or maybe they're... Maybe they're writing new ones and we just don't know about it.
I don't know. I can't. That's just crazy. I mean, you'd have to be selling out arenas to be able to afford a jumbo jet. And then they're probably chopper from the airport to the Tacoma Dome.
It's probably the record label's jet and they just have a Iron Maiden paint job on it.
So, yeah, that was the con. I think we should say goodbye and record something else.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, I love you.
I love you more.
I love you, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up. This is going to be interesting having the internet.